from Iron Man on Twitter. 10-7 would mean they go 500 the rest of the season. Would that actually be disappointing after a start like this? I guess he's referring to my preseason prediction of 10-7. Actually, it would mean that they went 6-6, right? They're 4-1. That's true. 500 the rest of the season. Would that be disappointing? I don't know. I mean, there's so much context around things like that. You know, there's a way that we'd get to the end of the season and they'd be 10-7 and we'd be thrilled. There's a way that they'd get to 10-7 and we'd be disappointed, I guess. It's hard to answer those questions. A lot of you are fired up. A lot of you, you know, got what Denton got, which was the word was game changer when he was describing Jaden. It was not explosive. It was not whatever else we said. We were close. We were in the ballpark. All right, 301-230-0980. These are different days, man. I just had a friend of mine say to me what I said the other day. I think I said it at the end of last week. I can't remember the last time we've had more longtime first times, Denton, right? Longtime listener, first time caller. Let's go to Hugh in Hagerstown. Hugh, thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me. And I am one of those longtime listeners and a first-time caller.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you why
you.
I think they're going to beat the – yeah, I want to tell you why I think they're going to beat the Ravens this week. But first, let me just say I'm 69 years old. I've been a Redskins fan since 1961 when I was watching games with my father and we were enjoying Sonny try to compete. And so I've been through lots and lots of ups and downs. I'm also a fan who remembers, obviously, the team through the 80s and 90s. And this team is starting to give you the same feelings that that team did. But before I go there, I also am I suffer from Snyder-driven PTSD with the Redskins. And every week I expect the shoe to drop, and it hasn't. And so the feeling I'm starting to get is we walk into stadiums now, and we believe we're going to win. And that's the way we all felt during the 80s and 90s. We expected to win every game every Sunday. And it's very exciting to do that. Here's what I think they need to do to beat the Ravens on Sunday. If we hold Derrick Henry to 80 yards or less, I believe our defense is actually, if you throw out the first game of the year, our defense is playing better than the Ravens' defense has played, and I think we win the game. So there's my comment.
Thanks, Hugh. I would not go that far to say that the our defense is playing better than Baltimore's defense. Baltimore's defense definitely gave up a lot of yards and a lot of points to Cincinnati. They did the same thing against the Raiders. The Cowboys, remember, they were beating the snot out of them. It was like 28-6 midway through the fourth quarter, and then the Cowboys, you know, lit it up in the fourth quarter and got close there at the end. But that game was basically over almost at halftime, midway through that quarter. I just think Baltimore looks a little bit susceptible in the secondary to me. That's what it looks like from watching the Cincinnati game, watching the Buffalo game, watching the Dallas game, and watching the Chiefs game. I guess we have seen 4 or 5 Baltimore games because they've been high-profile spots. I still personally am concerned about what Washington can be defensively. I don't think Cleveland was a test at all. I think that's one of the worst offensive football teams and one of the worst quarterback teams we've seen in the NFL in years. And then Arizona, I know what they did against the 49ers, but they did something completely different against them than they tried to do against Washington. They ran their quarterback. For some reason, they didn't run the quarterback against us, which is the only way Arizona's got a legit shot to win games with him at quarterback, is to have him run around and try to make plays, you know, off schedule. Denton, I wanted you to play number 19 from Quinn's press conference yesterday. I did not listen to this press conference yesterday, but I just saw this on your rundown, and I'm interested to hear this answer. He was asked basically about what Hugh just said, which is fans kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Here's what he said.
Boy, Liam, I don't think of it in that way at all. And I didn't feel that or sense that in the game at all about the energy that they brought. Like I said, we were absolutely dripping in it because of what they brought. So I just want them to know every time we go, they're going to see a team that's absolutely bringing it and tough and physical. So that's you know, last game, a month from now, 10 years from now. That's just how we're going to get down. And knowing that they're creating an environment that's going to make it really challenging for other teams to go because of the players on the field and the fans in the environment. If you put both of those two things together, like, that's a legitimate home field advantage. So that's why I thought it was so important to recognize it, because part of the reason the team played really well on third down, man, it was loud. And, like, it was hard. They had to make checks at the line of scrimmage and go through things. And, like, it's as fun as you can imagine being down on the field when it's absolutely ripping like that. So for those who are thinking the other way, I'd say, it's 2024. And so, like, just let's let it ride with these guys and have a blast and be as loud as you can.
Yeah, just to clear it up, he was asked essentially what Hugh said on what he would say to fans who are waiting for, like, the other shoe to drop, waiting for the team to let him down. And he said, boy, I don't think of it in that way at all. And why would he? Why would he think of it that way? He wasn't part and parcel to what we've gone through all these years. You know, the reason the other shoe dropped time and time again is because the shoe stunk from the head down. They don't have that issue anymore. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Sean in D.C. Sean, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
What's up, Sean?
I just wanted to say, I tried to get in yesterday, but it is totally refreshing. I've been a fan since birth. And when is the last time we were able to enjoy a victory Monday or a whole victory week without being overshadowed with negativity right after the victory? You can't enjoy the victory because things are going on with the ownership. And it's even in watching the game, if a team should score on us, we don't have that feeling like, oh, well, it's over, because, you know, you look at JD5 and he's like, man, that's nothing. I'm going to come back and get that score and then some. It is just, it's a breath of fresh air and totally refreshing where we are right now. And I'm very optimistic about this team and where they can go, not only in the foreseeable future, but in the long-term future. The structure of the front office on down, it speaks volumes. And this is something that we have been waiting for since the 80s and early 90s. I think we're back. It's to the point now that I'm even embracing the Commanders, and I'm buying Commander paraphernalia. They'll always be the Redskins to me.
Sean, but hey. Listen, it's how you feel. This is I don't want to get started on this issue. It's an emotional issue, but if your emotions are turning towards that, then you are proof that winning would, you know, it certainly changed the minds of many people. By the way, this from Hal. Hal said, this is not the battle of the beltways or the battle of the parkway. This is a battle to take back Howard County. Hal, that's a good one. You know, Howard County was always kind of the dividing line for Ravens and Redskins fans. And I think over the last 10, 15 years, it's probably tilted heavily towards the Ravens. You know, it's not even a dividing line as much as it once was. Let's go to Lonnie. Lonnie's been on hold for a while. Lonnie, thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
What's up, Lonnie?
Hey, it's actually Ronnie from
the Ronnie. It's okay, Ronnie. My fault.
It's okay, Kevin. It's okay. Good morning, Kevin. Longtime listener. I do call a lot. I'm one of the few up here in Harford County that's a diehard Redskins fan. Been that way since the early 80s. To me, this game means a lot because being up here and how I get looked at, why didn't you switch? Why didn't you change? I can't do it. You caught me on burgundy gold. That's it. But to get onto the game situation, I think we can. And your first emails that came in, yes, that's loser talk. I want to go in. I want to whip this team's butt. We are playing at a high level, and I haven't felt this way since 91, and it is exciting. Every day I get to walk around all these purple people, and I get to wear my burgundy and gold. And hopefully next Monday I get to do the exact same thing. And I'm just excited about it, and I hope it keeps going. And if you think we can't go in there and win that game, then that's not right. We are playing really good, and let's take advantage of what we got. And number 5 is just looking better and better every week, and let's keep it going. Hail Skins, and I'll
Thanks,
never
Ronnie.
Wait nothing to see.
Thanks, Ronnie. Appreciate it. Let's go to G from the shop. What's up, G?
Oh, yeah. You said Dan Quinn don't think about that shoe about to fall because it's his job to make sure that shoe don't fall. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of first-time callers, you know, it's the first time we've been relevant since the Ravens have been incepted. You know what I'm saying? This is a big-time game. We ain't never been on their level. They took on the persona of us as that respectable franchise, and we ain't been that since. You know what I'm saying? So this definitely we could win this game. Like, the thing is, we don't know no different. That locker room don't know no different. They just won 4-1. So they want to keep that thing going. And we're not going up there to play the 2000 Ravens. We're not going up there to play that Patriots team that beat us 52-7 at home. Right. We're not going across the West Coast. And people was complaining about how they set us up with the schedule with the Thursday night Cincinnati game. But our owner helped us out. Whatever it was, our owner helped us out with taking us straight out Arizona. It might have hurt us going out to the West Coast right after that short week. You know what I'm saying? But now we ain't got to go over to the West Coast. All we got to do is drive up the BW Parkway, and we did. So, and guess what? He playing against two Heisman winners. He's on the Heisman Revenge Tour. So, like you said, yeah, they might be demoralizing, but they might run 90 yards like Derrick Henry did the other day, demoralize anybody else. But we sending out youngins, and he ain't got that type of attitude. He out there to demoralize them people, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you were talking, I was just thinking to myself, I'm fired up that they're playing Baltimore this weekend. Like, this is play them now. Play them now. Let's see what we got. I think we got a lot offensively. I'm pretty sure we got what we need at quarterback. But, you know, it weren't Baltimore, the second best spot to be going to, maybe the first spot, would have been going to Kansas City this week. That would have been fun, too. But, yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you. No. I mean, this is for real.
No,
What?
I was about to say. Oh yeah,
he's smoking again.
But see, this not always. But this the other thing.
Yeah,
I ain't been betting on this because, you know, since we've been winning, I don't want to bet. I don't want to jinx it. But being a student of the smell test, and with all these rookie bettors out here, that line stinks. And a lot of y'all rookie bettors is going to jump on that +7.5. My advice is to tease it
just
up
sit
to 8.5.
Enjoy the game.
Tease it up to 8.5 just to be safe, man. Put the condom on that bet.
See ya. My guy, he wakes up smoking, and it just sometimes it plays out in the air. First of all, you don't tease up from 7.5 to 8.5, or from 6.5 to 8.5. But I don't know that there's going to be a major side in this game. Probably a little bit of a lean towards Washington. Little bit. Billy's been on hold for a while. Billy, what's up? You're a believer now. I know you are.
Oh, Kevin, I'll tell you what, and I say this with all seriousness. I thought Mahomes was pushing it last night, and I think he knows JD5 is out there making plays, and he's trying to bring some attention to himself. I mean, this JD5 is unbelievable. I'm reacting overreacting as much as possible. I mean, watching the game with my brother again. It's the 90s again. I'm a teenager again. I'm part of the Washington football community again for the first time in 30 freaking years. Build the statue, the resurrection throw against Cincinnati to Terry. Kevin, it's unbelievable. And I'll tell you this. I was watching college football on Saturday, and for the first time again since the 90s, I wasn't looking at quarterbacks saying to myself, I wonder if that guy could be a quarterback that we could get at Washington. You know why? Because we have our quarterback. In five games, we have our quarterback. We have two things that are a potential challenge for us looking at the future in a crystal ball. Number one, that JD5 doesn't get frosted tips, doesn't turn into Aaron Rodgers and become the guy who nukes cultures, and I like his personality so far. He's a guy who is team first, and he has elevated the play of the team. Joe Burrow, I was a huge fan. He's got the frosted tips. All of a sudden, he's like he's won six Super Bowls. And the second thing facing us right now, and this is most important for all of us as fans, Adam Peters has to be thinking about Super Bowl this year, right now. Whatever it is in the free agency market, that whatever it is in the free agency market that we can do to improve this team and keep the culture the way it is, he needs to make moves. Because we're looking at a Super Bowl run this year.
All right.
And the good news is, Kevin, last comment. No, go ahead. I don't want to.
I'm just going to say this, that I'd like to just see what happens Sunday before we're all in on a Super Bowl run in terms of, you know, executing trades, you know, giving up future capital, et cetera. Because to me, there are a couple of moves that you only make if you absolutely think you've got a chance to win the Super Bowl. And I think if they go in there and win Sunday, it's on. Like, they would be, you know, right behind probably Detroit, Minnesota, maybe still San Francisco as the pick in the NFC to make the Super Bowl. But for me, and we talked about this last week, I'd be looking at defense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily be looking at Devontae Adams.
And I love the show. The show the last month has just been magical. It's been so much fun for the first time in 30 years. The good news is, going into the game Sunday, for all the Commanders, Washington football community, we got the better quarterback.
Well, their quarterback's a Hall of Famer, Billy. Thanks for the call. Their quarterback is outstanding. I actually loved what I saw from Lamar Jackson on Sunday, because they blitzed the you-know-what out of him in the fourth quarter, Denton, and he just stood in there and just fired strike after strike. Like, it was very impressive. Like, it was almost like he is developing a new part to his game, or refining or improving, as kind of a pocket passer when you have to have it on third down. And he's got all the other stuff. Look, on Sunday, it's a matchup between two of the four or five best playmakers and game changers at the position. I wouldn't trade Jaden for Lamar. I'd keep our guy right now. All right, stay on hold. We'll keep this going. Ray, Will, Kurt, Chuck, Will, William, Robert, Avine. What do you make of this team through 5 weeks, and do you give them a shot Sunday against the Ravens in Baltimore? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app, listen to us whenever you want, wherever you want. And also, if you're listening to us via Apple and Spotify on a podcast of the show, rate us and review us if you get a chance. That's really helpful for us. Give us 5 stars if you see fit on Apple, and write a quick 2-sentence review saying you like the show if you're listening to it on podcast on Apple or Spotify. Back to your calls. We'll do a Denton College football weekend wrap. We'll also go back to some of the NFL games that we did not have a chance to talk about yesterday and talk about last night. The Saints may have lost their quarterback. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980.